Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Are you tired of dents and scratches ruining the look of your car? Look no further than Porter's Body Shop in Brookhaven. Call us at 601-833-1861 or visit us online at portersbodyshopms.com.
Well, it's late, but I'm glad that you guys are here. If you are, welcome into the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Always appreciate you being here. Just after 10:30 on this Tuesday night, Ole Miss wraps up an 83-77 win over Memphis. I guess they did not cover the spread, but still a good win for Ole Miss tonight. And the emergence of Ilias Comerdine. He is a stud, but needs to get better at the free throw line. You hope that that changes down the road. But Ole Miss gets a big win in basketball, and also you get the college football playoff rankings, volume 2, and Ole Miss got jumped by Texas Tech. So a quick reaction podcast is all this is going to be. Appreciate you guys being here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report, and if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review also right here on YouTube. Leave a comment, like, all that good stuff. And would really appreciate you doing each of those. Before we get into basketball, I want to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That is the website. They're off of Exit 40 in Brookhaven as well. One of the best car buying experiences in the state. You know you're going to go somewhere that will take care of you because that's what they do. You also know that they'll give you $1,000 off the top, $1,000 off on me if you just tell them that I sent you. Because that's what they do at Toyota of Brookhaven. They will take care of you. All right, 83-77, the final score. Carmadine is the story of this game. 26 points for Ole Miss. Had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block to just 2 turnovers. Was 11 of 14 from the field. That is 79% from the field. Made 3 of his 4 three-point shots. Did only make 1 of 5 free throws, though. But otherwise, I mean, just a complete game from him as well. So, you know, he was incredibly efficient, and he's got that. You can see why people talk about the NBA with him, because he can score at all three levels, and it all looks smooth. Obviously made outside shots, 75% from three, but putting the ball, being able to put the ball on the ground and dribble and get to the basket and finish with finesse at the rim. Also showed off that mid-range game, some pretty creative passing in there as well. He, I mean, they talked about it on the broadcast, and going into this game, you know, the American game is fast and it's a little bit more physical, I think. Let me rephrase that. The players are a little bit more athletic in the American game than what he is used to, or at least when conference play comes around. And Memphis is certainly no slouch. They definitely have resources put into their basketball roster. It is very obvious, though, that they're going to play better teams, I think, than Memphis. I don't know quite how good they are. They are going to play better. But the competition level increased tonight for him. And Memphis, especially defensively, did so much to apply pressure to everything Ole Miss was trying to do offensively. And he was awesome. In this game, you see it. You see why everybody was so hyped about him. You saw the multi-layered part of his game. Also, a couple of really good reps defensively as well, on-ball defense. I mean, he's a star in the making for sure. Giffa had 15. Dia had 13 on 3 of 9 shooting. AJ Storr had 10 as well. Ole Miss shoots 52% from the field. And 61%, they made 8 of their 13 three-point shots. So didn't take a super high volume of three-point shots, but their assist-to-turnover ratio also outstanding. 17 assists to just 7 turnovers. Now, Memphis's was good as well. They had 20-7, so they didn't turn Memphis over all that much, but they shot really efficiently in this game. A couple of things that that I didn't like, I guess, is Ole Miss really struggled with Memphis's pressure. They got trapped a few times. It looked uncomfortable in that. That's something that they're going to have to work on. But by and large, I mean, this is what you were hoping this team would look like, especially early on. I mean, there's still a lot of room for growth. but and Memphis applied a lot of pressure defensively, but Perry made shots as well, and they're going to need him to be an effective weapon from the outside. I think ball movement pretty good with him on the floor, but again, he only played 9 minutes tonight, and that was probably appropriate, but made two of his three threes. They need him to do that if he's going to play. Liked a lot of what Patton Pinkins did tonight as well, coming off of the bench. I am curious about if maybe Corey Chess should get more of Scott's minutes. Scott tonight only 3 points, did have 7 rebounds, though, and a pair of assists and a block, but not much help on the offensive end, although they didn't ask him to tonight. But anyway, I mean, there's a lot to like. I still think they're going to face a lot more difficult tests coming up. But that is a quality win against a team that certainly has its share of athletes and that did a lot of nice things tonight. But you really do have to love what you saw, especially with the efficiency that they shot with offensively. So we'll talk about the college football playoff rating and get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Some of them I sent you, you get a complimentary office technology assessment. So wherever you are in Mississippi, if you need office tech anywhere in the office, absms.com is the place to get it. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority. There's 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They have local loan servicing and decision-making and also a great online banking platform. Check them out. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Ole Miss falls to number 7 in the college football playoff ranking. Obviously, Texas Tech gets a bump because of their win over BYU. And that is, okay, is it supposed to be a week-by-week ranking or an overall body of work ranking? The only thing that I question Texas Tech jumping Ole Miss for is, did you just do it as a result of last weekend's results? Because Texas Tech's resume did most certainly get better, but if you compare the resumes, the wins, the loss for each team, Ole Miss's is still better as of this moment than Texas Tech. Look, it's not a big deal at the end of the day, because as long as Ole Miss keeps winning, they are at worst going to host a playoff game. I mean, that is still the conversation. Win, and not only are they in, but they are hosting at worst. They could also play themselves into a bye with a lot of help. So I don't like that, because if you're looking at overall body of work and resume, Texas Tech should not have jumped Ole Miss. But Texas Tech got a really impressive win over a previously undefeated team, albeit at home and probably an overrated one, but still, that was an impressive win. And so they jump a spot. I'm not going to lose sleep over that at all. It's still, everything is still right there in front of Ole Miss. Win and you're in. Just win and you're in and you're hosting. And the hypothetical matchup with Texas is fun to talk about. And we'll talk about it on the radio show tomorrow afternoon, but it's not going to happen like that. It is fun to talk about, but Texas is not going to stay the number 10 ranked team. They still have to play, obviously, Texas A&M. They're either going to go higher than that or they're going to fall behind that, because those teams do have to play each other after all. So all in all, good win in basketball. Excuse me, good win in basketball, and a ranking that really doesn't affect much. So we'll read some of your comments and then we'll get out of here, because it is late after all on this Tuesday night. But I am glad that you guys are here. Carmadine is a stud, first comment says, but damn those free throws. Just wanted to say this is a masterful coaching job by Kiffin and his staff. This is proof of concept. It can be done at Ole Miss year in and year out. True, they have to make it count, though, and they have to close. They are better than the two teams that they have left on the schedule. They just have to play well to get there. And it's starting to get weirder around, especially this game in particular, considering, you know, everything. So that is something to keep an eye on. The team is saying all the right things. They're doing all the right things. They're very clearly motivated. It's time for them to make it count, though, because they were in this position last year from a roster perspective anyway, and they couldn't make it count. They have done a great job to find themselves in this spot, but now it's up to them to make it count. who is your starting five? That's a good question. I mean, I would run this one for a little while longer. I think it was the right move to bring Perry off the bench. I don't know if I would change one. I mean, I said earlier, maybe Chest ahead of Scott, but I mean, Scott did some nice things tonight too. So maybe that's the change that I would make. But I think right now, this is fine to run with this five for a while. There's never a point where you thought Ole Miss was in danger. They were far from perfect, but third game of the season, it's fine. Oh, yeah, I think it's more than fine, for sure. Carmody, other than free throws, was fantastic, and Memphis can never get it to one possession. Yeah, Ole Miss did a really nice job of responding a couple of times, or more than a couple of times, but responding tonight when Memphis would hit a three or whatever, cut it to four a couple times in the second half, and Ole Miss just was able to just keep their distance. Anytime Memphis responded with a couple of nice plays, Ole Miss would just punch right back. And you really like to see that early on, where there was never a moment in the game where it felt like they panicked in any way. They just kind of played. And I know that's very elementary, but they just kind of played, and you like that. They had a very nice mental game tonight. Good game tonight. Heading south tomorrow. Maybe they can keep it respectable against the Blazers. Not until they fire Willie Green. Carmody will get this team to the Sweet 16 by himself. Maybe it's just early and Memphis isn't as good, but the crowd was not as juiced as you were hoping. Yeah, and you know, on TV, you were there. On TV, it was really like the microphone was muffled. But this is a weird spot for this game, considering the anticipation upcoming for what's going on the football field on Saturday. But it'll get better, I think. It's Chris Beard is still having to get a fan base to habit form basketball intensity in November. It's not something that Ole Miss fans have been asked to do, really, for a long time. Or really ever, is to be juiced up for November basketball. But now that you've got a coach and a program and an AD that is putting a product on the floor that has earned juiced environments even this early, so hopefully that'll continue, because this team has earned that to this point. Always a good night when the Rebels beat the Tigers. Malik Dia had a rough game for the most part. Yeah, definitely not his best. He was a little, you could tell he was a little frustrated. At times, turned it over twice, took some pretty bad or ill-advised anyway shots as well, contested mid-range fadeaway type stuff, and just didn't look right there. I think like last year with Beard, the team will continue to improve. In the non-con, it was shaky to start last year. Anyone remember the Grambling game? Oh, goodness. It's up to me to make a public catchy name for Carmody. Needs to roll off the tongue better than all of his names. Oh, man. What is some French-themed stuff? French-themed stuff is what I just Googled. I'll try to think of something. Because I almost did this, and I know how lame I am. I get it. I know. I almost tweeted, Carmody is in his baguette, and then I realized you are such a loser, and you can't put that on the internet for people to see, and yet here I am telling you about it. So I'll think of something. Like maybe, I don't know, can you do a play on the Eiffel Tower? I don't know. I'm not very creative that way. Not surprised Ole Miss fell to 7. I'm of the opinion Texas Tech is going to play themselves into a top 4 bye. I think that they will if they went out and win the Big 12. I really do. Getting jumped by Texas Tech is crap. Beating BYU was a ho-hum accomplishment. BYU had mostly nail-biters against inferior small 12 competition to achieve their undefeated record. I hear you. I hear you. But that was a top 10 win that they had, and they dominated the game. So I'm with you. I think BYU is overrated, but that was still a top 10 team that they beat into the ground. So over-under amount of fights this weekend, very few. I don't think Florida's going to travel particularly well. I mean, they might. It's a trip that they don't get to make very often. But the I think what you're going to see is the online discourse and the way people act online does not translate to real life. Very few. Very few. Going on recency bias, if you're Oregon, if they go 11-1, we'll jump Ole Miss too. Does not matter as long as Ole Miss keeps winning, though. For you at Store, Carmardine, Giffa, Chest, and Dia, I think I would make that change. I think I would, but it's okay. I mean, it's fine the way it is right now. Can't complain about hosting a playoff game, but you really don't want an 8 seed for going 11-1. The committee was a complete joke for the ACC trying to prevent 2 G5 bids. Yeah, I mean, Miami being 15, I think is really bad. Georgia Tech, I guess, okay at 16 with one fewer loss. Virginia at 19 is a joke. Louisville at 20 is a joke. So, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. They're protecting themselves. That they are. Would have been a 5-point loss without Carmardine. One close, but it felt comfortable. He's just so smooth. Looks like DJ Lagway will start on Saturday. Yeah, he'll throw it away. At least he has before. Did you watch the Florida presser on Monday? I thought the questions to Gonzalez was asked, especially about Kiffin, were very unprofessional. Yeah, that was a joke. There is no reason to be asking an interim head coach about what kind of candidate the coach that he is coaching against is for the job that he presently has. That's doing it wrong. And they'd probably say, oh, I'm a journalist. That's my job. No, there's a level of decorum that you have to have as a journalist or understanding what is appropriate and newsworthy and what's not. I think that crosses a line. Kiffin's presser yesterday caused a crap storm, but I didn't take much from it. You shouldn't take anything from Kiffin's press conferences or tweets. Nothing, good or bad. I mean, if you listen to his entire press conference, you can come away thinking that he's for sure gone or come away thinking he's for sure staying, and he probably likes it that way. Just enjoy the football. You okay, Bubba? Just enjoy the football and don't try to read into tweets or press conferences. Realize the chance of Kiffin leaving Ole Miss is once again taking over the dialogue above everything else, and due to the stupid social media algorithm, it's all over my Facebook page. That being said, can you give us your honest opinion? Do you think realistically he stays at Ole Miss? If they win their next 2 games, I think yes. I think if they make the playoff, it kind of eliminates it itself. The Pavilion's the best venue Ole Miss has on the campus. They need to make the atmosphere match it. Yeah, I agree. The focus the Ole Miss team is showing right now, I think, is an indication that Lade told them under the table that he's not going anywhere. I have it on pretty good authority that no such conversation has happened with his team. No game day? No, they were never getting game day this week. I mean, I saw the hand-wringing about SEC Nation, too. Who cares? Sorry, guys. My dog's actually he's sick. And he's breathing heavy right now. Anyway. Do you think there's any universe where Keith Carter allows Lane Kiffin to coach the playoffs if he knew he was taking the Florida job? I hope it never comes to that. Maybe there is a world. My stance on it is the second, if that in fact is the case, the second you find out, send him on his way. You do not allow somebody that has agreed to be Florida's next head coach to continue to be in your building. The second you find out that decision has been made, you send him on his way. You let Joe Judge coach, Pete, we'll call the defense, Charlie will call the offense, and you send him on his way. Because every second he's in your facility as Florida's coach, it is a negative against you. You can't let that happen. Worked with a guy from Tech and was telling him that they could pass us tonight, and he agreed that they shouldn't jump up. I explained that State beat Arizona State. Yeah. Is that Arkansas buzz with James Franklin just a bunch of rumor? I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised. Oh, man. Oklahoma could do Ole Miss a big favor this weekend. They certainly could. They certainly could. So if LSU makes Kiffin their serious priority target with the chaos going on down there, what do you think? I think he would not. It's a disaster right now. I don't think any prime candidate's going to touch that. Bagadine? Baguette, Carmadine, Bagadine. he certainly upstaged the team's biggest accomplishments. You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I have apparently made some Ole Miss fans upset with some of my positions on how this is. The team is getting overshadowed and their accomplishments are getting overshadowed. And it could very easily stop. But it's not. And I don't like that. I don't like that you guys are getting trolled. And I know there's a line of thinking that, you know, the coaches don't know anybody anything. And I completely disagree with that. And you know, that is just differing of opinions, differing of opinion. I think everybody involved in high levels of sports owe the fans everything. Because without you, what do they have? Like Colin Morikawa in golf, he said that he doesn't know anybody anything, that he shouldn't, he doesn't feel like doing media because he doesn't know anybody anything. The media is your direct connection to the fans. And you choosing to not engage with them is in effect, you choosing not to engage with your fans. And that's just poor perspective because without fans, you don't have anything. You're a highly paid professional golfer and your skill and your hard work has gotten you to this point. It's because of you that you got there. But it's because of the fans that you get what you have. Same thing here. This idea that these coaches don't owe the fans anything, I think is bogus, especially in a situation like this where not only your institution, but you guys, the fans, have bent over backwards to give Lane Kiffin literally anything that he has asked for. I don't think it's appropriate to troll you guys, regardless of the decision. If he stays, that's great because he's winning football games and that's awesome. But you cannot deny that there's trolling happening. And I don't think you guys deserve that because you have provided this person millions upon millions upon millions of dollars and the freedom in his job that I don't think any other program in America would give to a head coach. And on top of that, you've welcomed in his family and everything. I think you guys are owed something. I don't think you're owed, like, for him to stay forever and retire there. He still has to make his professional choices, whatever they are. But I think that you can handle this a lot better. And I think that you guys deserve to not be trolled on the way to whatever this decision is. So that's just my opinion. That doesn't mean he's a bum. That doesn't mean I hope that he doesn't remain the coach at Ole Miss because he's winning football games, and that has been great for Ole Miss. But I don't agree with the concept of you guys aren't owed anything because you are. You've given everything. Normal middle-class people are giving their hard-earned money that they don't have to buy tickets, to go to these games, to pay the salaries of these players, I think a little respect is owed back to you. That's just my opinion. But it is what it is. But it is late. I got to go, guys. I really appreciate you. We will be back on Thursday to talk about this game and more. And so I appreciate you very much. And I'll talk to you on Thursday night. Y'all have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.